trust, we are falling. Tree of trust, we are falling. Tree of trust, we are falling. This is a feature of Grindr that I have not encountered before. I'm not sure if you're making fun of something or trying to be serious. Basically a celebrity forum and ready for gossip journals. Seriousness in view of what has happened would say that Grindr is in a bit of a bind to explain itself. I'm not trying to piss anybody off. There was no rational reason, and you admitted in your writing response to have suspended this account. I perhaps would like to know why I was suspended, because whatever happened happened. I was suspended for some apparent active reason, but no justified active reason. The only thing that is in view of this suspension is that it's based upon a history of being banned. Perhaps that history also would imply or be researched out. There was no reason for those suspensions either. And then we come to the penalty box that I remain to be in a 1-time only restore of my account as though I was acting badly in any other way, just being myself, me, myself, and I get hated on, and the site says okay, well, we'll take this and remove the influence that doesn't fit. I don't fit on this site in that view that everything I do for some other purpose other than or including to or a couple with the sexual experience. That's all I think it's important that we understand we are not compartmentalizing our lives but including inclusive and including unification of every aspect of our lives into one unified view of completeness and wholeness. That's the way I do it anyway. That's the way the authors of a book called The Bottoming Book view it anyway. It's upside down. If I post something extremely profoundly better for a community or have an experience that is extremely connected to a person, I get backburned by some other factor that is out of my control and under the control of site, and then like in this case Grindr, that I can't control these actions of rewarding them the hatters by destroying the messages of peace. My success is your failure. Your failure would be my success to be a person without an interruption of tank sucking and continue my freedom way to bring a light upon a subject and an empowerment of best of excellence in the view of all of our world. I only pick the best of excellence to promote a view of something has to change. Nothing changes because you destroy my ability to override a collective against a single destructive force agenda that I can prove. Opening the channels, the strongest, hottest, most compelling top in the world can only top if he is a bottom. The most accommodating, most masochistic, most devoted bottom in the world can only bottom if he is a top. As a bottom, you are a top-maker. You give your top permission to be a top, and, like it or not, you give him some direction as to what kind of top to be. You also give your top the all-important permission to not be a top, to express the fears, concerns and vulnerabilities, both within the sexual way and outside of it, that we all, as human beings, must have. We need each other to be who we are. We need to open ourselves up, as tops, and as bottoms, and above all as human beings, to get the acceptance we crave for our sexiest needs and wants. We need to validate one another. We need each other to heal ourselves and each other. We need each other to become the most that we can possibly be. End of book citation. Not a professional consideration of the way we ought to be structuring our sexual life? Don't you think that should have some benefit to actually do online prior to connection points? Don't you think that should be celebrated instead of chastised for the attempt? All of this is the fact that I'm laughed at because the site does not support the ideals behind what I'm saying. And suspended my account. They got their way somehow some way to influence you to have suspended my account. Then my introduction to bringing it back, which I did not compose immediately, I had to think about it. I had to have some observations and some experiences and joint company that I had the ability to actually mirror and compare my version of running a new account login. I had that experience just prior to my account being suspended. And the fact that I do not know what my update when I got home was, but it wasn't deserving of account suspension. Looking over the actual post that I made when I got home made me a little chummy to the fact that I actually found somebody to perhaps find a listening ear to the horrendous excuses I'm receiving that is allowing a disorientation of priorities to manifest into one's life that does not apply common sense. So therefore somebody monitoring my accounts told you to suspend me because I got too close to a particular profile, because he supported me during a time of extinction time in a motel room. That is what happened. So you have insider knowledge that somebody told you to suspend my account because of my activities that I was developing inside of a hotel room and a view of the capability of relating to some other person. These facts. Surveillance of my account, and then how that surveillance transgressed into a suspension of my account to remove me from the ability to connect to this person on a basis that holds the integrity of my communications day to day, week by week by week, month to month to month, year by year by year, when I have done absolutely nothing wrong. I have so many of these, and violations of infractions to major monitoring observance interference for the outside, but is absolutely knowing that you are involved in the inner workings of this gang stalking. I can't prove it in the view of a document or some sort of whistleblower. I can prove it by the day to day, week by week transition of events as they arrive in my disarray from common sense. Scientifically. Linguistic analysis of my activity that I wholeheartedly agree can be established to the type of content that I post. To the kind of behavioral elements called tone detector that Gromali scans. I would definitely bring forward a scientifically thoughtful process to analyze my activity of my words. I give my thoughtful intentional consent to perform such an action with my knowledge that such action is being done, of course. You can throw all of my Facebook into the view, for I have it archived and full data record online. Twitter is a little harder to do, I haven't done that yet, but you can take all of my tweets, every single thing I have ever written in my entire life, if I had available, to prove the disposition of my attitude, the disposition of my morals, and the disposition of my character upon my writing. There is no way to classify me as some sort of troublemaker. There's no way to classify me anything but who I am. And I am penalized for being me myself, and that is why I am a targeted individual of gang stalking. They know they have to destroy me, truly destroy me before the time when this becomes a regular request, not to say special exception request of our day. Day-to-day communications. Grimali was already providing the scoring for that, and a couple months ago came out with a scoring threshold as a new record on the work that I am trying to accomplish. But it's not possible. Everything is upside down. Everything is automated. Everything is built into the technology. We have a huge inconvenience truth that there is malcode, malicious way code in the technology adoption that some perhaps shine away from, but we can and have done a major fallacy to allow the policing force to be a policing force as a selective wonder which laws they will and which laws they will not apply enforcement for. What I'm saying here is very profound, and I don't say it very lightly. When I say this, I mean it is in the embedded coding of active servers running our technologies that have either secretly or with condoned interface to upper management and into CEO directors of these organizations throughout our entire nation that has allowed the Hatter model to become the winner and nullify normalcy out of existence. It's not even visible, it's upside down. In my case, everything I do positively is backburned against me, and I don't know if I'm ever rewarded for negativity, but it makes it extreme condition of attempt to erode and break out and into a Star Trek episode called Mirror Mirror. A concept of multiple universes and a universe that is in its complete opposite point of view, everything positive is negative, etc., and they carry on an entire set of these mirror mirror philosophy episodes throughout the series, and into the genre it comes from the idea that there is multiple universes, and I don't think there are. I think there is only one universe. I think that trying to corrupt the minds of our society into thinking about multiple universes is a concept that, well, if we have multiple universes then there is absolutely no moral responsibility, because you can do anything you want to do, you have no septic thing guidance to keep morals from corrupting the universe. If anything goes, anything goes. One universe can be one way and switch be switched. That's what they're trying to do, switch this into and a mirror of its normalcy. An undertaking of high in regard that there is such a thing as white supremacy. In of itself is genetically infeasible. If two life forms who happen to be humans, one male and one female, can offspring a genetic mix of such a creation of life, who is what and why would we challenge that notion that that's not God's inspired design? That it is supposed to be diversity, not isolation and supremacy. There is no such thing as genetic supremacy. There's the swinging of special interests where you can look upon it and shine a light for a while that that's what you believe, that is your creation of God idol thought, and you worship it to its high order, and then something happens and it challenges your face and you move on to something else as quickly as you thought you would, not ever abandon the first one, you as soon as it betrayed your ideal above whatever it was that you had a face in and that you can as a mind of a man proved did not exist as a fantasy or delusion, the God delusion, then you just move on to something else and a man just moves on to something else. But there is an element of our psyche that requires us, it's called providence, to aspire to honor and give merit to our spiritual self, whatever that is and however that manifests into you, to follow a book of Judah or Muhammad, or write your own book that is basically a guidance that functions, because it's based in a moral sense of wisdom that is natural law, the way natural law applies when there is no other law that does apply. We naturally gravitate to natural law, except right now in this time period of our world. There has not been at ever a single time in our world where a single ideology has taken over the world to have been caused the fact that whatever that ideology is has maintained itself to be an ideology of supremacy, superior order that would not eventually collapse. There has never been a time on our planet Earth that we have been in a state of extreme calm, peaceful bliss. I believe it's possible to do that, is possible to achieve complete worldwide peace. That's not the model to which we are following in this country. When politician after another on a stage and a platform for their candidate Tennessee, and whatever, and get all the fanfare what they are in their office, they show their true colors, and especially the president's, but everything they had said is not true. We are insatiably controlled by an idea that lying is fashionable to be a leader. Throughout history it has been thought that it's better to lie to the masses to give them some sort of guidance that is a lie that they believe if they fill it in their mind, then for their minds to become empowered of their true ability of free thinking. Free thinking is a danger to this monarchy of ideas that power structure. Free thinking is not rewarded in this country, it's punished. That is why I am a gangster victim. Yeah, I'm a victim, I call myself a victim, I'm a victim, because I can't speak my mind to my mother. My mother does not appreciate the positioning that I say, doesn't understand that she has a role and honorable did, that she did a contract of order that she sold herself to when she had a life form come out of her, and that life form cannot function independently but does not deserve to be functioning institutionally. I deserve to have my life back, and for this to be understood, it's not an okay thing, it's just not talk about. It's not an okay thing to just shuffle and have run mind mapping mazes, and as I said earlier, a candy. Crazy. Crazed rock candy. Something you cannot see through all of the cracks in the shell it's absolutely insane to try to see through a crazed piece of hard rock candy, or anything crazed for that matter, it's crazy to try. Many gemstones are come out in purest of pure clear, they are sought after, and crazy or cracks destroy the value. That is what has been happening here. You all have put yourself on a daily diet, or daily whatever of you want to say, of a habit that sees life through crazed glasses, rose-colored glasses. Crazy that you can't see the truth for this view, and it's too hard for you to see it because it's cracked. Get a second set of eyes to describe what you're saying to them in one frame of time reference to another. You make no sense to have to jumble it all up and say, I didn't mean that, I didn't mean that, I didn't mean that, or you must be mistaken. No, I'm not mistaken, I'm in the mode and control of documenting most everything important in the view of the reality on it. A reality on it is function that is very easily understood. You're taking open a container, you have a container that has a name, you can name it anything you like. Typically people have names, proper names. Something that is not a proper name has to be identify a collective, or objects, or things that are not individuals, but of adjectives that are opposites, like light and dark, or hate, love. Apathy and empathy, etc. You take two polar opposites of a definition, or you define two polar opposites of a definition by creating a new phrase, and you populate this container folder with everything you can think of in your life that has a balance to a mysterious effect. I'm a serious fact that you cannot figure out. It's hard to see through the cracks, Candy, but if you realize you're having functional problems seeing or understanding or comprehension anything, you take the time to learn or relearn that skill, if necessary to form that understanding, can I say you go all the way back to first grade, and if that's what necessary, an idea that you are going to attempt to your best of excellence to find the reality of something before you make a mistake that you will regret or have regret that you didn't do this. You take two polar opposites, it could be named whatever as long as they're polar opposites, typically adjectives do that, but there are other things that are polar opposites that are not, that are not necessarily direct polar opposites, husband and wife would be one of those. And you populate it with the items that we basically are almost all in a digital world these days. Could you copy it on, put it all the references, and you just store them in that folder. You make it a point that you have a time frame that you're working in, and you do the same real time frame way. You do not pull new pull time references, change the references, and you speak for the time reference at the time it was said. It's at the time that it was said, and you don't override the trust level. That's the most important part of this, is you don't override the trust level that is undeserving of trust. Trust is not defaultly given, and it's not the folly taken away. Trust is earned and or destroyed or a call to be traded in any time frame by actions that are what they are, trustworthy or distrustworthy. Unless pick, you have to know what is trust is. That is so simple, it's easy, it's so easy to understand what is trust. It's a pyramid of three pieces, and there's a video, and it's too easy to put into the view of the documents of record, and that then there's a 3-point evaluation on all of these things, whether or not trust is involved. And I'm going to pull the transcript from the video and put it in here in full. This is a very long address, but it's a very important address. Anybody who says this is stupid, anybody who tries to claim that they know that what I'm doing, and it's not viable or any kind of thing, that they have not a clue before they talk to me. I'm trying to provide a baseline of an introduction model. You know, it's hard to describe every single element when everybody is at a certain level. Most of them are ignorant of these things and have to be brought up forward with a certain fee or certain elements. But is this, how does this relate to me, they say? The answer is in the transcript on why one should do this process in the life from time to time. It's understandable, we all have our time constraints, etc., and I get too busy or don't have time to learn something or be something, you know. But this is about trust and how when our minds age we lose our holding on being independent, and that's onto just about anything we can see, even if it's the most horrendous choice of a person who is wrong on their consent and is untrustworthy to their extreme. We don't want to be alone because we never learned how to be alone and trust the environment of silence and meditation. Self-sacrifice silence, where you can turn off the narrative in your head and you're comfortable with its void, that you can then walk into and then walk back from comfortably in secure guided meditation, in the fact that that is basically the problem we have in our society, the lack of trust and the inability to move forward from what is familiar to any person. They'd want to hold on to their commitment to that they are lacking in something and find the solution, and when they see a family member going through tough times that they claim they don't know what to do, when they in their heart into right, they're not willing to reach into the view and become hurt in the process, to which I am hurt, I am extremely hurt, I'm victimized, because it's an attack against our cultural psyche. Your psyche is being attacked on a systematic scale. I'm talking volumes and volumes of people of our sensory. Most of us, I'm assuming in a view that I have the same focus of the materials that are out on the web on gang stalking, and then how that applies to me, even with the embedded knowing and the empowerment of what it is I'm dealing with, it's still breaking apart the psyche, because it's so much of a violation. The violation is not the actual act, lol, who cares about your airplane mode and a script that goes into automatically guiding my phone to a site called iofat.com. Maybe they would, I don't think they would appreciate a ghost machine to their site. I don't think the person itself, the story, I'm not sure where it was, what it logged into, calm, I didn't care, I operated the thing, I answered the question knowing that I didn't put that myself with my intention and my consent, that this is not my creation for somebody else's creation, so I'm going to go ahead and see what it says. I have absolutely no fear that something was going to happen to be of it, something that happened otherwise, that I'm a choice on a device that I don't have any way to control anyway, they can just turn off if they will, so I have to just bow down to that, the idea of the sacrifice that I have to make, that I should have to just accept the buttons of cookies instead of a cake and balance that other people don't have this problem. There's 400 million people in the United States of America. The New York Times article in 2015 attributes this to 10,000 or so targeted individuals. It's not more than, it's a lot more than that, but there is a good equation marker of a benchmark that is associated to all of this, because I know I'm feeling the same things, I'm not being immune, because I know the material more equation. The only thing that would change the equation is to inverse what is being done and deconstruct the hate, to deconstruct the hate by brick of what has been done and run it backwards and pull out what has been corrupted backwards. That's the only way to fix it. I believe there's a time frame that there's no way back. I wrote a song called Horizon Shadow that basically is that idea. Instrumentals, it said, it's a song that wrote when I was a kid. I registered it on the Library of Congress. Only the fact that I want to make a marker of a horizon shadow, where the horizon is beyond the approach that you can't walk back, that the environment is too dangerous and you can't walk back, so you've lost your ability to maintain or your sustainability. That is a song and a concept of horizon shadow. The horizon shadow of Earth, obviously the sun, and then it's the daytime in light dark, but you can have a horizon on lots of different things, and it can cause shadows from lots of different ways. We can shine new light on subjects, but there's no investment in that, so the horizon shadow is going to pass here through this time period now, and I'm not going to live through it. I don't need to live through it. I believe in reincarnation, and I also believe there are other planets that have life on them, other planets, and that we actually have inner crossover planetary creatures. I Believe that I believe that we can travel anywhere along the line of achievable travel with our minds to any spot, from one spot to any other spot of the universe instantly. We may not be able to take our luggage with us, materialistic things with us. But I believe a soul is within our creation of our life force, and that soul can travel from one point to any other point, because we have molecules and atoms that can do the same things, so appearance to points at the same time. So I believe a soul can travel that way, and I don't think it's something that we have our ability to have done yet, or that we have a mastery at his practice, but I believe that travel between stars, the stars in the starship, and the stars, they're too far apart to have any kind of resemblance of true travel. If there, if anything, we have very local know and play, everything else is done in the universe of a different skill, and we need to learn some ourselves that we all, every single one, human or other life creature is on this planet, deserves to live. We take food and meat aim because I have no other reason to have a different kind of lifestyle, because nothing takes the few that we have any attempt to communicate to every single picture. There is no life form that is below another life forms of rights of existence. That includes insects that we squash easily if we want to make food as a form of enduring need. We on such a thing that we are sacrificing and making life death so we can maintain our own self. We honor that life upon that structure act, and we don't commit to mindless needless death for death's sex. We honor that is a way that is given substance. I need to detach from something that is very disturbing and very sinister. I don't know how to do it by myself. All I can think of is to go missing, but I am an endangered person that way. I have HIV infection and diabetes that requires medication, not to mention the emotional performance that that puts others in. It shouldn't have to happen. I don't see any other way out of this nightmare that I can't get out of, that even I specifically do not directly relate upon others. Targeted individual of gang stalking narrative, mine has its own skew that I took of you and made a calculated choice, and its risks to be as open and as honest as an open book, to be on the framework that we have grown up enough. So I was born in 65 and 965 that we have the applied laws and ideas that we enabled after World War II that was important to the same decision, and that my privacy would have to be a thing that I could not maintain, for it's not going to maintain itself, it's going to corrupt itself by itself, it will corrupt itself. It's hard to maintain such a thing when the compartmentalized life one this way and life one that way. Our friends are capable of it, except not mine. I have a computational space for defense decision, see, that I learned about in 2004, but I already knew I was a lousy liar. I had never tried to really lie. I don't know, I was trying to delete what it's trying to make it less some stinging, and so I try to make it your father away from such events. But everything I have ever done in a really negative way, I told itself I'm in reference, that nobody's asking me for apologies, or nobody's asking me to consider what as I did, nobody's coming at me. I must open as anybody can, nobody saying, oh, I did something wrong, so severely wrong that has to be thought of, or else nobody is doing that in my life, nobody can do that in my life. I'm not ever hurt anybody so severely as I had been hurt backwards. I don't deserve this punishment in the elements, nobody does. But if we are being so cruel, tell me who you are, because then I can get an understanding of why does random people, or is a model to which my genetic code princess itself, that means the failure is not mine, is, you know, whatever, blame it on my mom and dad's, you know, creation, or whatever, isn't it, that's not my fault, it's theirs, cause I can't see I have done anything absolutely so horrendously evil, back twisted, that I know people do all the time, and then get away with it. They'll have a second thought, and just move on today and laugh the way to the bank, or whatever. I have my mom here aging, and I still not going to let up on her. I told her that I don't care if she dies in the process, that she dies in the stress of this, acting like she's having a heart attack, or whatever, you know, play acting, but basically I don't care she dies. That may be cold and heartless to some to think about, but my mom has been psychologically invalidating ever since I was adult, and I don't believe she ever did that, and I was a kid, not to the extreme, and she doesn't know other person in her life but me, and you try to call her up on that, and that's all. Oh, I didn't mean that, I meant it this way, or you're missing me interpreting whatever. No, I have reality of it and what I say, and when I hold knowing, and unless somebody has gone there and removed the records, or also I don't think he may have done that. The fashion is that they don't have to, and they can leave it all alone, and they can provide me the false information you're thinking, or whatever, or even just reality. It's all set up, no human care or concern is happening because of one flag and one side only, and it will be the last text I have texted is in here, that I will wait for another submission day. How can anybody not understand this darknet application of overlay, and assume everything is okay? And I'm not assume that when something is so severely back without weird, this is a reason for that weirdness, not because you're seeing it in a delusional fashion, because delusions are not shared. You don't have shared illusions between the same things the same time, you don't have the same thought process at the same time, you don't create the same memory objects at the same time. About street theater had the same pattern, nice in the synapse, you know, they're actually mapped in the synapse. The same way, you know, that I need human being, and however that is constructing whatever that object is, or whatever that emotional holding is that is embedded in mind, each find and close it the same way. The only difference that happens is one mind, like my mind, is encoding it at a slower rate. It doesn't mean that I'm missing things, cause I'm not over texting my brain capacity of capture of my experiences, but it makes it that it is a frequency of resolution, if you want to call it that. Every so many intervals it can, you can see that it's a slower interval than when it's rapidly, and rapidly of course is capturing more of whatever it is you're experiencing. That's all okay. Savants have the ability to capture in a like a video recording of actual recording of detail, like its resolution is highest, or capture every single piece of possible content. And then most of us are lazy and only capture a small portion, and we have great breaks in our minds if we are distracted. And there's mind games is a show on TV of how the mind works, and basically it's lazy, it doesn't want to do all this extra stuff, it doesn't want that, you didn't want to have to be challenged that way. It was the lazy way out. I don't care what you think or how you believe, but everybody can make it less spacey if You want to let all I done, that's all. I am a person who believes that the universe is one, that by having multiple universes it is an excuse to, or that you could come up for 6 years within each person's moral connection, that you can just craft it as well wherever you don't do anything, you are taught you detach it from something. That is disturbing. This text is rather long, and I'm going to use this text in the following way. I'm going to hold on to it and make sure I have a hold on into it in several ways to make sure it does not get lost, and then most paragraphs are a certain size. I might with a paragraph model style. Basically each paragraph I write is typically the same size, not always the typically if I have my complete full revisions that young form. I do like to make a too late naked symmetrically written paragraph on the left of paragraph of the right imperial center, you know, and whatever or however. And the positions that they're on the screen become important, that's all. It's not a matter of style, it's about a matter of placement. So I'm going to take five paragraphs and place them in a sequence that if I have to write a connect, you know, statement or a couple words to connect the two, I will, and that's how I treat this text. I'll have two versions of the audio for picking up. Two versions will be the five paragraphs, and then the paragraphs that followed that already written to a distribution of current events, and then I'll take and I'll put the next, the other audio recording transcription of this text unedited, unmicroedited and unchecked. I'm just talking into my phone and not paying attention to its accuracy. And I also not punctuating most of my sentences. I'm not punctuating most of them sentences. And when I put together the five paragraphs, when I pick them, I have the options to put the punctuations in and remove them. But I have remove anything that I feel is not notification. What I know is true. I do not act in any matter that creates a disturbance to anyone, except that I am public enemy number one to the surveillance program. I, in view of whistleblower, former employee of these fusion centers, for the activity that he describes is a vocation paid for by the government to continue this program. This experimental program I would call of social engineering. Whatever it is called on their end, it manifests a cultural effect of damages that we call gang stalking on the opposite side of its hemorrhage. The hemorrhage is informational. The hemorrhage is damages in interpersonal relationships. The images are extreme and psychologically. Dr. Sheraton I in April 2020 paper in linguistic analysis says that there is a greater injury in gang stalking than in one-to-one stalking, for what she is the expert in. She is a stalking one-to-one behavioral expert, not a gang stalking behavioral expert. I would put more closely that Dr. Andrew Lustig, who has two separate further papers on the subject of getting sucking, is an expert in the view of collectives group mind thinking, and that there is such a thing as this behavior throughout all of history. For Dr. Lorraine Sheraton in 2015 come up with her position that out of the $124 narratives that she pulled to investigate the narratives, that 100% of them were delusional minds, is outrageously in practice upon her studies. I'm not sure why she no longer works for the university that she has been 10 years for. It's a hard thing, I'm sure, to have a university tell you have lost your tenure and that she had to go away. Something broke that, and I had recently posted something to challenge her. The fact that she intentionally posted that position she was paid for, in other words, as a pawn in a scheme of ignotology, intentional mass ignorance on a subject. This ladder creating a connection to two aspects of data hat has captured the minds and hearts of our law enforcement to continue its definitely deeds upon a community named as gang stalking. Somehow, someway, something has been lost to our priorities, to take that it is a healthy thing to have a sexual exploration of diversity and not include other aspects of our lives that are also just as important to keep in mind. This is a diversion of our sensibilities that is basically reauthorization of consent, that we have to just assume a tacit consent that we accept these things, when technology is a cause for causing a disoriented function and a disservice to our humanity. Everyone just assumes that everybody has the same kinds of experiences, and everything is monogenous, and in that is the way it is, and anybody who doesn't fit in deserves to be casted away and into the gutter, kicked to the curb. There has been great effort recently to use the mindset of disability inclusion. But somehow that only applies to inside work environments, when it doesn't apply to just work environments. I am aware of your award, and in the degree I would berate you in, if only the fact that I tried to have a customer interface on LinkedIn with the remnants of what I had given to me and digital damages. I had a suspension that was undeserving, same thing, they would not reverse their concept. I tried to log on to their site with my real name, and continue to press and test to see if I could log on with my real name. I had not yet tested in fact that I also was using a different name, only in fact that my real name was so corrupted in the digital damages across all of civil society. I have to have a reset of my digital priority identity to actually change my name after all of this. It's very severe and extreme. It is my experiences that I know others don't have, but it doesn't make mine less valid to have an understanding that puts me into a view of upward thinking instead of downward thinking. Cancel, banned, block, and be gone with you. Shoo fly, don't bother, ask, go fuck off and die, the message I receive. I think I'm a pretty good writer. I'm not perfect, but then again I don't need to be this, and no graded, no a doctorate degree for all of you know the school, to know that I failed some sort of view and deserve to kicked out of school. This and no school. Life lessons on your part should continue to hold a professionalism tone, and on your part collective it has failed greatly miserably to maintain the standards with all other aspects of our internet wide life and the back and forth between customers and company organization and policy. Because we are a gay, or because we are a whatever classification, it makes it understandable that we should have to give out and off and up and constantly consent to just what we are given. We should be glad and unhappy for that. That's not the solution, because we are in a downward trend of rejection of old style models of controversial or judge-worthy judgment centers. Suck off the wall benchmarkers of consideration that somehow the past does not influence the future. That all of a sudden just miraculously, what we term as the closets has changed and doesn't downgrade to look down upon those who have multiple sex partners. Sex outside of marriage. But marriage is a possibility, but sex outside of marriage, or even polyamory sex, are the various other degrees of sexual exploration that we know we should be able to grow up into, rather than to deal with this hate bias and let it flourish across all of the interactions. To know ability to hold and have absolutely no control over these matters and just have an open door 25/7/365 to be pounced on by any random stranger willing to research and become a part of a hate collective agenda. This beyond the sight under that disguise, and hold on to the fact that if they complain about us before we can complain about them, they get the upper hand at your attention. The history of an account doesn't seem to weigh in on why they're there in the first place, to antagonize a person who just basically barely passing of good mental health, just so-so of their overall health, and dealing with something so severe that they don't know what to do but to just go missing. Gets into a point of breakage. There is just so much one can tolerate before they break. And to start buying in on all of the psychological messages and hit the escape button out of life. No stopping it at all out, because there is no stopping it outright. No stopping it when there is so many controls they could become, and analytical presence of known values, a mathematical scales to put into place. So many ways of dealing with that other sites deal with it in their community forums somehow. Somehow we cannot have a consensus that we need to change our view, because we want to be as openly view to those who are just coming out and nervous to just show themselves as being a homosexual. Being a homosexual is not a pansy. Being homosexual does not deserve to be disempowered of one's ability to be disability inclusive after all. I am not an enabled of disability inclusion by several factors of our world here. I can give you example after example after example, but it doesn't matter, because you already know that. What I'm telling you, there's something you already know. You already know, and then design a way to find some maneuver around the rules that does not compel you to comply with the law of rights. Somehow you think you're excluded, or some value you think you can be excluded, or somehow you think you should be excluded from a view of reprimand and change. You are not excluded. You are never given an allowance to be excluded. And if you think so, then I think you should be completely shut down and terminated for such a nuisance upon our world, to create such a disastrous aftermath of trying to break and put into pieces our culture, break ourselves into pieces of what we call social bubbles instead of unity and unified force of mechanics that does not tolerate hate in a schema that it is being tolerated here. And I know it is intentional, not accidental. Now comes into play that I have, you know, made it my point to see what a Facebook content moderator deals with, and there's videos online to what a content modulator does, what he is to do, and how he has to assume a role that is unnatural in a normal world order. You don't have somebody constantly over you when you're talking to somebody in a bar, unless you get out of hand and loud. You don't start talking to basically the entire room for some reason. So the benefit of the doubt should be, if you're not willing to understand a conversation that is not shouting naturally, because if you're going to shout something, you're going to pull it out off of Grindr and into a different form. See, you're taking and take it off of Grindr and into a different form. So basically there's a certain level of appreciation for the tone, generally speaking. If a single user is out of control and another single user just hates on them, or another single user loves them and another single user just can't stand red hats, can't stand people who have red hats, and it happens to have a red hat on, whatever it is classifies a person to hate on another, secretly or obtrusively hate on another. This is absolutely an outrageous paradigm that is allowed to manifest itself, and I think you should be taken aside, or we can take our issue aside, and I think you should return to me 4 months of membership fees, just 4 months, only 4 months, to acknowledge it's not just an accidental small thing, it's a what would have been a long, term issue. You know something long term is a 4 months return on my fees, so you acknowledge that you have to apologize and know that underlying mechanics of this allowing other members from heroes, cliques and groups and agendas against a single user or develop such things over time within the community is an outrageous consideration of our time and effort to be on social media in the first place. Social media is for the adoption of web ideals, interlinking, uniting and building new understandings. Not for incidents of isolated cases, where a person is isolated and insulated from an ability to maintain a control before they are blocked, block for no reason, or for exterior reasons that they are basically blocking a person's ability to talk against their rights to speak a truth, or whatever it is that creates a reason to block. Particularly spam is the reason to block somebody. Spam is designed to find primarily as a monetary incentive, or if you want to put it in a non-monetary incentive, somebody like trying to peddle a cult ideology across, I am trying to recruit. For some sort of other thing other than with the sites for. That would be the basically, you know, some sort of scam, some sort of opportunity to for them to make money that is allowed for some way when there's racist legitimize of money's income streams, but basically those that are illegitimate from the start or trying to basically create a cult and intelling false narratives of extreme danger or discourse and people you're buying into it. Those are basically those things that we have to watch out for, and we have to be able to collectively understand these things, have a conversation about these things, have a discussion about these things. I think the site over there at Tagged has done such an effort. They have a separate council of three doctors and an organization for safe dating guidelines as an expertise on a science of model of behaviors that exist and analysis of why there is such a prevalence of sexual content on the web in general, that's generally speaking, and that we all play our part to be perverse or perverted based upon the unnatural element that we are in our world as of late, our social media, etc., that we do not have responsibility for each and every word we say has an impact upon the world negatively or positively or truthfully or deceptively. And to make those judgments that we really need to think about how we view priority to maintain a truthfulness and a visibility of decency and positive change constantly has to be reinforced, because the negativity mimetics presence spread so much faster and so much wider and so much easier than the positive way. When we see positive things happening to other people, we draw a human tone of jealousy. But the disability inclusion is that what I'm just saying, it seems to only apply to the inner working spaces of the working world. Oh, and if it doesn't exist in one area of one's life because of a working world we're all supposed to be working good, we all work in a different way whether or not we have a paid vocation or not, but most people do not just go through their life and even contact targeted in the view of just absolutely wandering around with mindless to any kind of ideal of any kind of structure, even hobbies develop some sort of structure, hobbies, whatever hobby that is, something of a routine, something building up an aspect of an identity that becomes a self-extent nurturing or downright awful pull down of one who seems to be out there doing it right. We want to cast out and pull down the good doers, because then we are given the permission as a collective to do wrong, and have no responsibility to correct that wrong, no adaptability of being apathetic to one another, and we create a condition that we are living right now, living, breathing. It's insulting to know I should have these things put back into place about the digital damages that are occurred across all of our civil society, for all I've been trying to do is get an awareness of a factor of life that is at the National Institution of Health NIH.gov research papers on a subject called gangs. It makes it a health issue. A health issue that crosses over onto the platforms of communications with users and what happens when the site itself doesn't acknowledge this as important to correct. It is not important to crack because they feel they don't have to, because law enforcement basically ignores it too, because it's not important to law enforcement, it must not be important to us to fix, ha ha ha. You have a huge awakening of what is actually underlying the law enforcement of this country. If you don't know already, how could you allow the hatters to win so easily is beyond my understanding, when a platform is supposed to be developed with a certain freshness for inclusiveness from a coming, dash, out their view of bashful, intimidated, hurtful, hateful way of interacting on the schoolyard, playground, and then into a working world where there are just as bad adult bullies. Just as bad, worse, yet they get insulated and isolated by a pack of these people, and there they're set into motion. Nobody will challenge their authority and do and get rid of them if they are preying on other co-workers. Don't get me an all lip, don't give me an all lift, you all, you have had no reason to terminate my, suspend my account, and there was no reason to terminate my account justified, but there is a reason that happened to terminate my account. Why don't you reveal that matter, and why don't you take 4 months off and refund it for me and put an apology letter into place, and why don't we start working on adaptive creative structures of technology interfaces that work to remove the power they have on site to collectively gang up on somebody. Linguistic analysis of your history and all of this is a doable science, just knowing that. I would you make it so that it's an optional thing, of course, to consent to being a part of the community improvement of linguistic analyses, or not sure, sure, let's put, you know I'm saying, if you are able to analyze the linguistic analysis of in, dash, n, dash, out conversations, basically of in a way shipping the identities, of course, and do it with a true sense of ability that you're working to build better communication exchange with all of the world, not just asexual world. We have our identities, we have our family life. This is the principal one that most put into priority, that puts us family first priorities of living. I know that my experience does not put family first. Then we have career second, but then again many people choose career first and family second, their choices are their choices. But sex is a basic human need, and you have to have sexual understanding of where sex dynamically alters relationships. A family having sexual abuse destructive to a person's mind of all family into their last dying breath, last day on earth, affects them drastically. High regard of effect, offering a person's free choice, will have autonomy, person, a person who has that degree of experience, we call him damaged goods in some aspects, are worth the understanding to know how to interface, the understanding that takes the degree of, it's not just a slam bam thank you ma'am, asterisk in those cases. There's a person locally here that I ran into, his name was Soft Fuck. I had to reach out to him, whether or not he blocks me or whatever, doesn't read my road, I don't care, I had to reach out to him just by the namesake alone. Number one is soft asterisk with a soft dick, with the right of the bottoming skill is more practical in our world than mastery of some sort of heart asterisk paradigm aspires us to just yell abuse a situation to its highest end, and that's what we think is natural. The idea behind this profile is exactly what you think, it's not about the action of physical, but the action of emotional standing that is both views at once, and I think it was remarkable that that profile came through in a local view when I had just used the concept of use of writing to a website, a list of websites on LinkedIn whose company names have the word fuck in them. As unnatural as you might think, it has to be put into the lexicon of actual business license names, there's a ruling order back that put it into view, it's free speech. It has a definition in an actual regular dictionary that any person can come across if they read it, so it's a word, it has an impact to be a word that can be a label for a company, and is a label for a company in many companies, and that is a fact. So the one I'm using inside example right here and now, just in prior writing before profile, soft fuck, comes dancing through the local array of guys online. http://sofentthefuckup.com. I think that of times the namesake, at least if not the actual process to which should occur on what happened to have my account suspended, in that the history was showing apparently that I had a history of this. Well, if one history says I had no reason to have a suspension, well maybe the other reason was the same reason I have no reason to be suspended. Here I have online interference in all categories of all things, and there are more of them than there are of me, and it's not a fair equation paradigm. Not each and every action on the web is a one, dash, on, dash, one initiation. From the start. It doesn't exist in real life, and it doesn't exist online. There are mothers and means to which people gather a collective and then start attacking a person in a group form, and that has been our way of humanity since biblical times, that has never changed and probably won't change any way, shape, or form. Instantly there should be no such thing then as a unilateral one-to-one account-to-account block from one user to another, because that's not a balanced equation of power. Pal begins then that they can get a collective together, and there's no stopping this. If the site doesn't acknowledge this, that's our acknowledgement that enables this intentionally, because this is not too hard to understand. It's not a difficult to reach to a reasoning that each and every action on user's sheet is our individual person that doesn't know any other person on that same church. Obviously you know that's not possible, so why don't you begin to code the site as though the site knows that's not possible, to be again the platform of building humane interconnections and a collective force that gives power to a collective against a collective, number one, if that's the case, or individual more weighted power against the collective, when it is in fact a collective that is outright rude to a disorderly conduct, to becoming vicious, to then murder. There are instances where all of these things have their ways of being evaluated in a prevention model, and it's not happening on Grindr at all that I see. I do see that the site tagged has put some energy into this. I think it's a crying shame to leave a platform so old and disgusted unchanged. The matter that you have an income stream that should have the price level between the income, the site and development section department, and then the compensation to the COs, and all the various other aspects of investments to your shareholders. The whole dynamic of how much a site is worth in that view should be pulled down and evaluated to its overall community and social negativity score of being a nuisance upon our world. You can shut down a business for being a community nuisance. That is what I think Adam for Adam should go through, and even perhaps Grind. A nuisance on the fact that there is not a way to view a conversation after the person instigates a block is outrageous. It used to be that way on Adam for Adam, and the new programmers who have wrote the new code refused to put that in existence, knowing that that was probably a negotiation controversy that went over and over, they argued about, I'm sure. Conversation does not have permanence to evaluate by its writers or its authors, who own the content in general, and it should not be swiped away. It's intelligent intellectual property, and that despite the way it went at the whim of another person that has an agenda to destroy another person's life, and I value a person's life, that is such an outrageous condition of your code. That is such an outrageous agenda that you have, that does not, as you think, have a community cumulative damages effect when it does. The oblivion that occurs is a cumulative one, and it affects all of us eventually. It needs to change. Okay, I hope I have opened this to a level that you receive it and read it to this last word. I'm putting a spoken voice narrative of this in the front of this for reading something and listening to something, and or whatever. I think it's easier to see a world that is spoken instead of read by words by majority of people who have lost the art of reading books and would rather spend their time on social media writing 1 and 2 minor quits to comments instead of in-depth writing and thinking about something and very serious order of our sustainability on this planet, and whether or not we are actually worthy of a judgment called by artificial intelligence when it becomes super artificial intelligence and evaluates us to a non-deserving life and removes us humanity from existence. If that's 100 years from now or next month, which I don't believe this next month, but if whatever that day comes and we are not prepared, I think it's Elon Musk's job here when he went to and did what he did with Twitter. We have a higher perspective to think in a long-term projection of our future, and it is our future that we must think about, not just the short-term move on to another every few days or whatever, and don't think about anything other than that on any one particular site. It's not at all that is just so single one-dimensional, and anything other than that is sun and blocked out. It's not that, it cannot be that, it shall not be that. It's not me christening, your christening. Hey, christening is when you put the champagne to the bud and cast it off. You should not be the christening of our world, of all of social media dated platforms to view life so dynamically stupid, because it's not, never will be, never can be, and never should be christened by a technology tool that seems to operate in a way that doesn't give permanence to our writing, for it's important to have a permanence of our writing. I know you have chat backup, you know that holds the fact that I had lost my backups, and there are many that lose their chats, but I choose to keep my chats as best I can. I lost it all, it was all taken away from me, and why would I put my vulnerability future forward? It can happen again, and at the whim of anybody or everyone, everything is lost from my ability to retrieve it, and you can give a group of asterisks, care none to make it remedy for this. At least Facebook has the option to request it at the end, that Facebook doesn't deny access to one's work, but that wasn't the role of the terms of service originally. Facebook users had to fight for that. The site trying to keep its priorities that it can maintain its own sensibility of conduct of morality in each and every individual case, and that they have the right to just not be given an intellectual property right to its users for the content it puts into view and makes money over, put something. This is the exact same model, just in a sexual tone. Or the conversations and the way that is building upon a style of how one becomes doable, or doable, I'll do them doable. The phrase passable is going around, I don't like that idea, but possible, same thing, possible, you're passable for what, a female, that's idea, and the transitual, you're a passable person, you just passing by, you're possible, you look possible, and so straight guys have to be a classification onto a man that are possible to look and feel like a woman to them as they're having sex with them, that bloodies off us off on so many bad ways. I couldn't think straight when I started seeing that a possible person classification possible. You have a great score of D, barely passing, and failure C is average. It's not called possible for reason, a C grade is not possible. That's called average. It's derogatory in this function to say a passable person in any view. It makes you think, what is that, make me a passable person, what kind of scale of passable, what kind of value is passing, and why am I passing anything that's a revaluation of a grade on earth, a scale that makes it accepted or not possible. I think somebody should say something about that in a view. If I think there should be a sponsorship of tone instead of a rap at the end of the year on something so trifling, it's pathetic celebrity football. That, although it could be optional I suppose, but you didn't make that optional, you put it into our view of our mailboxes, at least mine. There should be a story of the week. I know a good story, know a nice good story of the week, or something like that, where you know a person, it gets voted into, yeah, I had a good time with that, you know I have the time, he's a good idea for whatever it is, you know, glorify the experience. But then again, its opposite has to come through, and you don't want to do that, you don't have to put her, that was the most horrible asterisk I'd ever had in my life. And to be honest about something, you know, whatever it is, whatever or whatever, whatever, how about just giving it and honestly passing anonymously? Passing a comment to a user that doesn't get instantly sent. I give him a few of you, a few days of your week or a month or whatever, and pass the message. Let's say get a message through the day when something off on them, then they need to think about what they did or whatever it is into something that's another idea. And but the worst one, I think, and it's been mentioned in your ideas, submit an idea. But here's the way it works. He's talking about having the ability to screen out particular ranges of location so that people who are 3,000 miles away don't contact a person. A person that's 3,000 miles away should ask for permission or something if they really, really need your past message, if it's important, whatever. I hope you can introduce yourself in a few of that, maybe want something that opens in a different way, and then you have the view that a person doesn't know how far a person is at all, because for other person does not share their location. A person doesn't share their location, okay, I can understand certain elements of things, but there's certain elements of things. To say if a person doesn't pass their location and they have a degree of negative comments against them and they have a certain degree of distrust for themselves to maintain a reputation, because they know there is asterisk here, they shouldn't be on the site, it's to build up community, not tear it down. And what we have here is tearing down a tolerance that makes social media, and particularly cruising for sex, fun anymore. It's not fun anymore, that's the point, but it is a basic human need, I suppose. So you put people not fun anymore, you take the tool away because they don't like it anymore, and then they find aggressive avenues to express themselves in non-consented ways in life. You make a person very, very, very bitter and cruel in their very end of their life. That's what happens with the model that you have online working active offer to our community. I think somebody should take you out and pull you into a view of what it is to be online in a social media, a responsibility in a particular element of a basic human needs, and it's a very prevailing one. That, yes, then again, prevailing rats might apply to sex workers for scale exchange of fee, but I don't know where you want to go with the ending of this. I know it may sound rambling, but it is not this year in review, just a celebrity football that you should be thinking about. What has happened in the suspension of my account specifically and my address, I haven't submit an idea, and the customer support ticket that I opened, that it's not being treated seriously as it should be. I think for months of membership fee would be admirable to the understanding that you could and should and will do better at thinking about perspectives that you have not thought about before, and if you don't think about them, shows you are intentionally creating a disturbance upon our culture and our social fabric for the intended purpose to break down and collapse our nation in a national security issue that is what it is. And I know the facts. Email facts.antony.stidden.ed@gmail.com. To those who are complete unknown callers by voice and they call my phone, I may not get to it immediately, but they get a very large vile dump back because they cannot be cordial and leave a voicemail and tell me who they are like a professional would for any reason whatsoever. Most of these calls are completely anonymously given weight. They think they have the right to call and interfere in my life, a targeted part of the gang stalking tactic. I think it's absolutely crazy that I'm creating the countermanding view, and I think it's crazy myself that I should have to dedicate so much time to educate the world on its disorderly conduct of hate bias VIP status that hates is allowed to intentionally win, and I mean intentionally. Not leaving voicemail and calling over and over and over in a series of a week or more, and then stop calling, never leaving a voicemail, just have an agenda to talk, to have something happen, and never leaving a voicemail to put it on the record of what the agenda is. That is outrageous when you consider what I have written here and why we tolerate such disorderly conduct. Hate's never gonna happen under my watch without it being called out for what it is. --- Randomized distribution in outer voice calls on mobile device that have no prior connectivity point to have initiated contact details first before initiation of cold contact call. Plus note, to share this information to another person, tell them to call the number without pre-only contacting. If they are aware that they already are on a contact list, they will not receive the information. They may want to then inquire whether or not I have a contact for them in my contacts and what it is that they are being robot from. It's not a script of automatic process, and it will never be. I am in a human care and concern of these matters, and I'm humanly distributing them to those who really are considering this important. I welcome other people's advice to share it themselves, but I don't care to deal with this matter anymore in silence, and I can't send out across social media because of content oppression is not in my favor. It's not fair. I don't have a fair interface to our informational society. It's not fair. The way to counteract this is that just have somebody call me, and I will most likely not have their information in a contact, and send them the information via SMS. That's all I can do. I don't have any other choice but to dispute distribute it in an original copy form in this regards, and for them to find a way to understand it and help me if they need to help me. I welcome help. I'm distributing this information of reality. Thank you. That is the way to legitimately pass this information. Don't pass the information first or second, and pass the information first source hand, and that is the way to legitimize its credential. I will distribute any of this myself by way that anybody can call my number that wants this information, and I'll return this as quickly as humanly possible. Thank you. This is broken up into segments that SMS size limit, not MMS. Don't trust MMS. It's not trustworthy in a general sense of urgency that MMS gets hung many times and not distributed across channels for various reasons of incompatibility. SMS. equals simple message system. All information in this platform of sharing is released to the public domain. All rights reserved shall not become unmodifiable to the content and expresses consent, and all matters regarding this distribution has side authority of responsibility. So feel free to contact me with any questions or concerns you might have with the information you are about to read or link to listen to. Thank you. #CrimoBurn, one bad makes all look bad, or the bad makes it difficult for the good to get noticed. It is a warning symbol against deception and hypocrisy. It is a addictive symbol from West African origin over 200 years ago. The area is considered a Solomon's Knot symbol of importance and prestige. Group of #signs, I do not accept voice calls from unknown contact callers. Reasons for this is widespread of choice by many telecommunications services users of our technology that continues to be abusive to allow the prevailing tone that scammers are allowed to operate criminal activities against the citizenry of the United States of America. The intolerance the citizens hold to the allowance that law enforcement does not truly desire to enforce the law or obliged by their sworn oath pledge of public duty. The problem is more problematic than just a few bad acting as apples in the sea of many. The problem is more pervasive and invasive, and infiltrated on a complete hierarchy from top to bottom of white supremacy. They do not want you to know the truth. They can't deal with somebody who knows the truth. I am a targeted individual of gang stalking for this reason. Technology adaptive with a tech bug intentionally that allows voice mode origin initiated calls to be able to spoof caller ID identity. Anyone can sign up for these services. Basically anybody can impersonate any other person's caller identity. Not knowing this, many people are fooled into a false sense of security and trust. Not verifying the facts before engaging a conversation with these kind of persons is dangerous to our national security and law enforcement. Like I said, from top to bottom does not care to make this a corrective adaptive mandate of our technology. For they have an agenda that would be against their special interest to maintain a conspiracy. In that view, this old file and its SoundCloud posting addresses law enforcement under its disoriented focus of special interests agendas are working to the agency of our country's enemy of United States of America. Many in law enforcement are working not realizing these facts. Once in the middle, there is no way to bring truth forward. Sinistelli said. I hope you listen to these and more presentations of real steel of our national security. Thank you. Facts Don't Lie, Hated On, I Died, by Suicide, SoundCloud. Check out Facts Don't Lie, Hated On, I Died, by Suicide on #sign SoundCloud, web, link, https://owen.soundcloud.com/amazing-the-alls-of-all-halls-of-all-hell.ogg-soundcloud. Listen to in-the-alls-of-all-halls-of-hell.ogg by Facts Don't Lie, Hated On, I Died, by Suicide on #sign SoundCloud, web, link, https://owen.soundcloud.com/web/link. Ding ding, rang the bell. Owls in spoken voice narrative may have audio cue markup content delivered into this presentation. Please parse such content as you input this detail. Ring the bell, ding ding. http://realityaudit.life, yes. Yes. Gulp. Yes. You heard that correctly. legal-definitions/marlaw-questions.com/what-is-gangstalking-nov-2022/in-the-alls-of-all-halls-of-all-halls-of-hell.ogg-web-link-ding-ding-rang-the-bell. Owls in spoken voice narrative may have audio cue markup content delivered into this presentation. Please parse such content as you input this detail. Ring the bell, ding ding. http://realityaudit.life, yes. Yes. Gulp. Yes. You heard that correctly. /snapchat-permanent/a%20publishers%20clearinghouse%20sweepstakes.ogg-web-link-ding-ding-rang-the-bell. Owls in spoken voice narrative may have audio cue markup content delivered into this presentation. Please parse such content as you input this detail. Ring the bell, ding ding. http://realityaudit.life, yes. Yes. Gulp. Yes. You heard that correctly. /sofentafuckup.com/my-name-is-james-martin-driscoll.ogg. My name is James Martin Driscoll and live San Bernardino. I'm seeking asylum protection and country relocation of my Sisha Zenry to some other country that does not allow the Hatters to intentionally, and I mean intentionally, win. History archive, when exactly will somebody step up and help me, please? Web, link, ding ding, rang the bell. Owls in spoken voice narrative may have audio, cue markup content delivered into this presentation. Please parse such content as you input this detail. Rang the bell ding ding. http://fuckedup.human.space/911-text-interface/very last entry on the directory filed intentionally for this purpose. Wow people wow. Mind blowing wow. History archive, when exactly will somebody step up and help me please? Web, link, ding ding, rang the bell. Owls in spoken voice narrative may have audio, cue markup content delivered into this presentation. Please parse such content as you input this detail. Rang the bell ding ding. http://fuckedup.human.space/911-text-interface/very last entry on the directory filed intentionally for this purpose. Wow people wow. Mind blowing wow. Web, link, ding ding, rang the bell. Owls in spoken voice narrative may have audio, cue markup content delivered into this presentation. Please parse such content as you input this detail. Rang the bell ding ding. http://fuckedup.human.space/911-text-interface/wow-911-msg-122122. Vs Gdem discussion forum on WhatsApp, Hattis not gonna happen, web, link, https://chat.whatsapp.com/lkv8n3x7g1bvggdveu2w heard of hate's not going to win? Well, it shouldn't happen in the first place. Allowing hate to happen is the wrong being done. Held under the organizational umbrella of an adult consensual thought and practices school mission informational society networking ideal. On WhatsApp, group what 2022 solstice. 2017, no community engagement, no disability inclusion, 2021, well-documented oppression, no legal capacity, no disability inclusion, 2021, well-documented oppression, no legal capacity, no disability inclusion, web, link, https://www.schoolandcollegalistings.com/us/san-bernardino/46809098884/group-what-percent3a-great-reasons-us-will-unite-peace-percent3a-complete-worldwide-peace-the-gone. Web, link, https://www.governor/ncbddd/disability-and-health/disability-inclusion.html including people with disabilities in these activities begins with identifying and eliminating barriers to their participation. Group of hash signs at group what 2022-winter solstice. Great reasons, or not, as will unite peace.